I'm Dave Lewis, and we have been doing updates on the coronavirus and the pandemic and how it applies here locally with a number of officials. And we have joining us this morning here on this, well, is kind of a big Monday breakout day, Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and Riley County Health Official. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dave.
It seems like it's been weeks since I've spoken with you. We did so many afternoon visits, and it's the first time in a while we've had a chance to visit with you on a Monday, let alone a morning. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring us up to date here over the weekend and some of the activities. Let's start with some numbers here with regard to the coronavirus in the area.
Sure. So we've actually stayed steady at 60 confirmed positive total. We did not have any new positives over the weekend, which is a good thing. And actually, last week, we only had two or three during the week, so that's good. Of those 60, 47 have recovered. We did have one fatality, unfortunately, leaving us with a total of 12 active cases, which we're still monitoring. We also have 65 pending tests. Now, this is as of Friday. That number might look different later this morning. And there have been a total of 751 negative tests in the county so far.
Now, 65 active tests, that's a number that seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, that seems down a little bit.
The active
right.
cases?
Yeah. Or the number of active tests. Are you seeing are you seeing an increase in testing?
Well, it's kind of ebbed and flowed over the last couple of weeks. We had a week where we were down a little bit, and then a couple of days where we had more. Now, those pending tests do take into consideration the tests that we're looking at for those that are going into surgery as well, and that's why you'll see an increase in pending tests and a big increase in our negative tests, which is a good thing. So our percent positive is very low compared to where we were just a few weeks ago.
Well, today is a big day for the community and for the state of Kansas with 1.5, the stage that the governor has put into play. And Julie, let's talk a little bit about 1.5 and what that means here for folks and what they're allowed to do and what they cannot do yet.
Sure. So that was kind of a surprise, I think, to all of us, the 1.5. I think we were ready to go on to phase two or stay in phase one. I didn't see a 1.5, but I do understand the reasoning for it. That will open up a lot more businesses as of today, including barbershops and salons and fitness centers, gyms, given they follow certain guidelines. There are a lot of guidelines and restrictions and limitations in place. Some of the things that are not opening at 1.5 that we're supposed to open during phase two are the sports venues and public swimming pools. They will not open until at the earliest June 1. And also sports practices. We were ready and looking forward actually to sports practices getting started again, but I understand the reasoning for that, and they're not going to start until June 1st at the earliest.
And this is also basically a two-week start time, and the next phase will be announced by the governor in a week or so, potentially?
Yes. Yep, everything is 14 days.
Okay. What kind of response are you hearing from the business community with regard to phase 1.5?
Actually, it's been, there haven't really been any negative comments that we've heard so far. The businesses that are opening, and actually the businesses that have opened even just a few weeks ago, some of the retail businesses and the restaurants, they've actually taken this they want to protect their customers and their employees. And so they've actually gone a little bit further in some cases and put in some other restrictions that we hadn't lined out. They've really taken our guidelines to heart. They've asked a lot of questions. I know the chamber has gotten a lot of questions. We encourage business owners to email info@manhattan.org if they have questions about opening their business. I know that we've seen a pretty good response so far from our businesses. They're really taking everything into consideration to make sure that they're opening in a safe manner.
Restaurants right now are on 50% capacity. How long do you anticipate that to last?
Actually, that's lifted today.
Oh, it is.
Friday afternoon, we did issue order number 8, which mostly refers to the governor's phase 1.5, with the exception that we're keeping the restriction that restaurants close at 10 p.m. That's to differentiate between a restaurant and a bar. But we did lift the 50% occupancy limit so they can open at full capacity.
Okay. Are there any restrictions on capacity or other services?
Not as of right now, not on capacity. Another thing that happened with that order number 8, we did lift the child care restrictions as well at daycares and day centers. So the limit of 10 to a group is no longer there. However, we're still encouraging those daycare providers to go ahead and take temps at the start and end of every day and to still continue to screen, which we know that they will. They've been doing this since the beginning.
And for a lot of families, that certainly frees them up to get back to work too, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Back to foods for just a quick second here. The future of the buffet, that's been talked about for, you know, the last several weeks, what the potential for buffets, you know, buffet-based restaurants, or especially with a lot of different events that they have buffets for a meal at a meeting or something like that, or wedding reception, whatever the case. Where do we stand right now with buffets and their potential to continue?
Yeah, so we actually have a pretty detailed listing for all best practices. You can find that at our website, RileyCountyKF.gov. Buffets are still not recommended at this time, just due to the nature of the buffets in general. However, that's not to say they're restricted. We do definitely, we want restaurants to consider not doing buffets at this time, at the earliest, maybe opening them up June 1. But certainly, if you have any questions about best practices, I'd encourage businesses to visit RileyCountyKF.gov. You can also visit regionreimagined.org, and there's some best practices there as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the masking effort. I know that it's still highly recommended and still hotly debated, but the recommendation for masks does continue, and we still have that volunteer effort that continues at the Westview Community Church, but that structure's changed a little bit.
Yeah, so Westview has actually reduced their hours. Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 11 to 1, you can donate or pick up masks. We're still encouraging people to donate masks if they can, and certainly pick up a mask if you need one. I believe they're still limiting 3 per family, but certainly if you need a mask, stop by their place. It's at 615 Gillespie Drive. That's Westview Community Church. Anytime from the hours of 11 to 1 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And yeah, we strongly encourage the public to wear masks when you're out, especially if you're going to be in a place where it's going to be hard to maintain that social distance. If you're going to a grocery store or Menards or, you know, really anywhere, we just consider bringing that mask along with you.
And also talking a little bit about some of the services being provided locally, we've had that call screening number, and you still continue to provide that service.
Yes, absolutely. That's available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., and that screening line is 785-323-6400, and that is if you are having symptoms, that's the first step. We want you to call that number.
Anything else, Julie?
Just continue to stay safe, you know, try to social distance and wear that mask when you're going to be in a crowded place or really anywhere when you go out, and of course, proper hand hygiene. Make sure that you're washing those hands as often as you can.
We may not be quite on the same dateline target that a lot of people would like to see, but you got to feel optimistic about what our near future is like here in the Flint Hills.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've done a great job here in our community so far. Just keep up that good work.
Julie Gibbs, thank you very much. Appreciate this, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, thank you.
And hopefully not sooner by necessity. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and the Health Officer for the county.